It's time for the Millionaire's Roundtable, a daily wealth-building talk show hosted by America's hip-hop money guru, Lynn Richardson. On the station that can make a dollar holla, the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Now, welcome. You're listening to the Millionaire's Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And I know that everybody is moving back to what some would hope to be norms. I have seen folks getting ready for cruises, and I've seen folks getting ready to go back into their offices. And I even know that students are in classes and so on and so forth. But I'm going to ask everybody to proceed with caution. Proceed with caution. This is the season where we are going to need to use wisdom. In order to ensure that our goals are met, we're going to need to use wisdom in order to ensure that we can stay on track financially. We are going to need to use wisdom to ensure and even probably to save our lives and or the life of someone else. Now, why am I talking about wisdom? Because I think that emotions have gotten in the way. Politics have gotten in the way. Mysteries and beliefs and what some people think versus what other people think. And, you know, I just want to take you back to something that was shared with me many, many years ago, and it literally changed my life. I remember moving into the year 2009. And at that time, Barack Obama had first been elected president of the United States of America. Remember that? I mean, let me tell you something. Every single person on the planet was excited. I know we were, okay? My people, we were. We were excited about it. I know everybody was trying to go to the inauguration. I had plans to be there and so on and so forth. And so it was New Year's Eve, 2008, going into 2009. And my former pastor, Trunell D. Felder, preached this sermon out of Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, which says, "Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." And the other version, this is the Christian Standard Version of the Bible. The other version says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand the will of the Lord." And so I was so excited about this. I was so excited about going into 2009. And I don't know if you probably don't remember, but 2008 was the year that I first started officially working with Russell Simmons. I launched Wealth Vision 2020. And, you know, this was what better way to enter the celebrity and the entertainment world than to be able to go to the inauguration. But I didn't have any money. I didn't have any money to go. And I had access to several events because Russell Simmons and so many other celebrities and Queen Latifah, and I mean, just everybody was going to be there. Okay. And they were throwing the hip hop inaugural ball. Now, remember the inauguration at that time, everybody who was somebody wanted to go. I mean, people were selling their children to slavery. You could not, if you could be there, people wanted to go. So of course I wanted to go. And I had had a history of doing whatever I wanted to do. It didn't matter if I had the money or not. I'm going to find the money. I'm going to use the rent money. I'm going to use the bill money. That's just what I was going to do. And so this sermon kept popping up. Here we are now into January, and I'm believing all these great things for my life. I'm believing all these great things for my business, and I'm believing all these great things for my future. But anytime somebody did something a little out of the way, my kids, I say, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I kept saying it. So here I am getting ready for the inauguration, didn't have the money. And I remember seeing my husband sitting in the living room. He was reading. And I said, honey, you know, it's time for me to start getting ready to go to the inauguration. And, you know, I had to get a plane ticket and all this stuff. He says, I know. I said, you know, we don't really have the money to go. He said, I don't know. Now, I'm thinking he's going to say, yeah, but this is important, you know, sacrifice and, you know, do all that. But we had gotten through so many things. And this was the beginning of the recession. The recession of 2008 was starting to wipe out real estate and so on and so forth. The stock market had crashed and everything. And so I said, well, what do you think I should do? Now, I already knew what to do. He looked up at me and said, what does Ephesians 5 and 15 say? And I'll never forget. I went upstairs. I cried. I was so upset and because I couldn't go and because I didn't have the money and because I was going to be embarrassed and I'm going to have to tell people why I'm not there because it doesn't make sense. If you can be there, you've got access to and participation in these great events in this historic moment. Why aren't you there? And so I just decided I wasn't going to tell anybody why I wasn't going. Then my phone rang. I think my brother called and this, that, and the other. And I couldn't lie. So I had to admit it. And in me admitting why I couldn't go, it opened my eyes and it opened other people's eyes. And it was the first time that I was a leader in making a tough decision for something that I previously kept hidden. And it changed my life. Now, after I made the decision to stay home, I realized I didn't really want to go anyway. I don't like the cold. I don't like to be outside in the cold. Excuse me there. I don't like to be in the cold. I don't like to, you know, I don't like the cold. That's why I live in a warm state now. And but it changed my life. Now, later that year, I ended up running the whole company when Valisha Butterfield left the Hip Hop Summit Action Network and she went to go work for Obama. I ended up running the company and they did not post the position. They gave it to me. Simple. It was just as simple as that. So I am saying proceed with caution. Everybody wants to get out. Everybody wants to go. Everybody wants to move. Everybody wants to spend money. But is this your season to do so? Is this your season for that? Is this your season to do what everybody else is doing? Is this your season to go on a cruise? Is this your season to spend extra money on whatever? Is it your season? And in proceeding with caution, the first thing I'm going to say is we need to have an appreciation and an understanding of wisdom. So I'm going to talk about it because wisdom is the ability to discern difference. It's the ability to discern the difference between good and bad, between a wise decision and an unwise decision, between is this person going to do the right thing or not. It is wisdom. Sometimes we don't have the answer right there in front of us, but wisdom will give us the ability to make a decision that will either improve our lives, improve our circumstances, improve the circumstances of the people who love us, and keep on flowing towards the end goal. It is all about wisdom. You see, wisdom is the ability to see the difference between peace and pain. Wisdom is the ability to make a decision to get the outcome that you want. What do you want? Do you want health? Do we want wealth? Do we want to prosper? Then the decisions that we are making right now are the decisions that are going to dictate what our situation is 6 months from now, 9 months from now, and so on and so forth. And remember, oh, I'm going to say this. Decisions also require that you have an attachment to, but also a healthy disconnection from people. because people will influence your decisions. I can't tell you how many people I know who are suffering right now with COVID because they could not tell people stay 6 feet away. They couldn't do it. They felt bad. They felt guilty. And this is not about feeling bad. This is not about, y'all see my mask? I got them. Stay over there. That's what they say. Stay over there. Now, I'm not trying to be funny. Well, hopefully I am, just a little bit of comedy. But, and I'm not trying to be mean. What I'm choosing is wisdom. Wisdom. Social distancing. So this is not about whether you should or get the vaccine or not and so on and so forth. I am talking about whatever decision you make, use wisdom to get the outcome that you want. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We will be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. You know, I've said so often or repeated something that I saw, that coming out of this pandemic, you will either be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. But I'm also going to add to that, if you come out of this pandemic, because we really need to be in a position and we need to understand that proceeding with caution is the order of the day. Now, you know, I have lots of folks saying, well, you know, I don't have any fear. We're supposed to have faith. Caution is not the same as fear. Okay. Caution is the ability to use a sound mind to make, again, a wise decision. So fear is not what is driving our necessity to proceed with caution. Let me help you identify what fear is. You know, fear is the emotion that comes along with the circumstance that drains you and leaves you empty. Fear is something that you have, for example, if you are afraid to leave your job, but you stay anyway, even though the current one is draining you. Fear is when you are afraid to leave a relationship that you've been in for years, but you stay, even though it is draining you, harming you, not making you feel your best, and so on and so forth. The other thing that fear is, you know, it's the natural fear. It's, you know, I fear if I put my hand in the fire, I'll get burned. Well, that is true. I mean, so you should fear that. So we have to learn what is good, healthy fear, but also what is a fear that is baseless, basically making us stagnant and not moving. So I'm not talking about that kind of caution. I'm talking about using a sound mind, and fear will corrupt a sound mind. The Bible even says in 2 Timothy that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. So that sound mind can be corrupted by fear. It can also be corrupted by pride. Pride is just your ego. You know, there are many people that I'm finding, you know, want to get their money straight, but other people have had other ideas, and you've made some commitments. And so, you know, either your pride or your ego prevents you from doing the right thing. And then it just, nobody gets anywhere. There are people who have made the decision to get the vaccine, but because everybody else in their family didn't get it, then, you know, their ego or their pride prevents them from making a wise decision for themselves. We need to move beyond that and walk into wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, you want to get it so you can also get all of the understanding for your next move. What is your next move? What is the next season going to look like? What are you sowing now so you can reap? Is it a business? Is it your finances? Whatever it is, we cannot isolate the broader conversation that we are having, and we must proceed with caution. So wisdom is what we need to proceed with caution. And wisdom, as I said, is the ability to discern the difference between good and bad, between right and wrong, between smart decisions and dumb decisions. And we know that people are a source that we need to watch, because people come with emotions. We are attached to our friends. We're attached to our loved ones. We're attached to our children. We're attached to, you know, all kind of, you know, situations cause us to be attached to people. Now, I have often said this, when you end up in a bad situation, let's say you end up in a bad money situation, it is usually attached to some emotional decision that was made because of another person. That's usually what it is. And it could be sending a kid to college when we don't have the money. It could be investing in an idea when you don't really know the person, or whatever it is. So we have to make sure we are looking at the people around us as well as we make these decisions, as we proceed with caution. There are times when I have to make a decision, a money decision or whatever, and I cannot include the people around me. I can't talk to them about it because I already know that they're thinking one way, or there's a belief over here. And this is an individual choice right now that really could affect us all. So you got to take a look at people. Now, it doesn't mean you judge them, okay? So how is this all, leading to what we're talking about in terms of increasing our wealth with the Millionaires Roundtable? Because this is the season. I'm going to be talking about this all week. This is the season for the come up. It's the season for the come up. But the come up cannot happen if we do not prepare properly and proceed with caution. It doesn't mean you judge people. It simply means now that you know what to do. Right? You know, don't leave an open cookie jar if you know your child is a cookie thief. Don't do it. Right? It's not going to turn out well for them, you know, and then somebody's going to be upset. Do not give an employee the responsibility that you know that they are not trained for, or, the big responsibility of opening and closing when you know they have a child at home, they're single, and they don't have any support. They may have to leave early and so on and so forth. So now that you now know what to do. Wisdom is a divine reaction to a problem that you are facing. What problem do you have? Are you trying to figure out, do you keep the car or let them come and take it? Do you sell the house or do you stay in the house? You know, do you buy a home or do you rent? Wisdom is a divine reaction to that problem. Why? Because let me tell you something. There are no problems that we have that we cannot, fix by ourselves. No problems that we have that we can fix by ourselves. So as we've been talking about this whole thing, the pandemic and getting vaccinated and what everybody's doing. And for me, it's always, I got to turn it over to God. So as we proceed with caution, I'm going to tell you that you may not necessarily do the obvious thing. You may have to do the thing that you thought you wouldn't do. You may have to do the thing that, you know, people may not understand. And you may have to make that decision for yourself. In the Bible, Abraham was going to another land, and when he got there, he told his wife Sarah, listen, tell the people that I am your brother, or you are my sister, because if they think you're my wife, they know you're my wife, they're going to kill you. So did he lie? Well, it seems like he did. Of course, we find out later on that she actually was his sister. They have the different mother and the same father and so on and so forth. So, but she became his wife, and there you go. But he made a wise decision. He was proceeding with caution so he could save his life. This is about life, everybody. This is about life. We've got to proceed with caution, but we got to take a break. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time. And guess what? We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And yes, I have said if you're going to get to the next level financially in your business, that you need to budget and get your money back and do all those things. But right now, we must also proceed with caution. Proceed with caution. Okay, so we already know that we need wisdom in order to do that, because wisdom allows us to obtain the things that we want. It's wisdom that allows you to obtain the things that you want. Wisdom allows you to avoid pain completely or to circumvent painful situations. Wisdom and the choices that you make could save your very life. It's wisdom. It's making the right choice. And it's isolating all of the noise, isolating all of the debates, isolating all of the opinions, and moving forward with your next step. You see, I'm in the entertainment business, and so I have to follow the rules. Let me tell you why I have to follow the rules. I have to follow the rules because I'm a leader. I have to follow the rules because people are depending on me. I have to follow the rules because we're shooting a TV show and so on and so forth. And so I have to. It's not about a debate. You know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Get a vaccine, don't get a vaccine. Go to large gatherings, don't go to large gatherings, and so on and so forth. I've got to follow the rules of the industry that I am in if I want to participate in it successfully. And I am okay to ensure that I am taking steps to protect myself and other people. You see, we've got this thing with freedom. Freedom ain't free. That's number one. You know, and freedom doesn't mean you get to impose on somebody else's. It's not, I mean, people are on TV fighting about who's going to wear a mask, who's not, and I don't want my kid to wear one, this, that, and the other. Well, how about let's do the thing that we can ensure with wisdom that'll keep everybody at least somewhat safe? I mean, you wear a seatbelt, but the seatbelt does not 100% prevent you from dying if you get into a car accident, but you wear the seatbelt anyway. And the seatbelt is such an issue. There is a law for the seatbelt. And if you try to get in your car and not put it on, your car is going to ring, ding, ding, and talk to you to death until you put it on, right? So have there been people who put on a seatbelt and got into an accident and died anyway? Yes, but you still got to wear a seatbelt, right? So we need to be thinking, if we want to get to the other side, we're going to get to the other side completely. Now, it will never be the same as it was prior to March of 2020. It'll never be the same. It's not going to be the same. It's a new world, a new normal, and we've got to figure out how to proceed with caution in this new normal. You can't just run outside because everything is opening up. Can't just run outside and go here and go there and this, that, and the other. There are some major things happening this year, have happened. I've skipped some things, many things. I'm going to skip some other things, right? Because I want to proceed with caution. Wisdom is the ability to anticipate a consequence. Anticipate a consequence. Now, unfortunately, I didn't always do that when I was a kid talking back to Grandma B. Now, I don't know what I thought was going to happen this time when the last 18,000 times I was talking back, I got my butt whooped. I don't know what I thought was going to happen this time, but every single time. And finally, when I turned, I think 16, I got my last butt whooping. And I said, you know what? I'm too big for this. I'm too big. I'm too cool. I'm too popular for this. And I made a choice at that time to proceed with caution and not talk back to that lady like that, right? So it's the ability to anticipate a consequence. It's your wisdom that decides your success. It's not your smarts. Everybody who's got the academic degrees, remember, I talked about that. I was living check to Monday with degrees. I was living check to Monday with financial degrees. I was living check to Monday as a math major. I was violating every single law. So I always tell people, if you're really smart, look at your choices. If you're really smart, look at where you are landing. If you are really smart, where have you ended up? Are you in a smart situation? There were times I was just in a dumb situation, so I couldn't have been that smart if I was there. It just is what it is, right? So we want to proceed with caution. We want to proceed with caution. And there are some areas where we want to proceed with caution, clearly with our health. Now is the time. Health is wealth. The acronym for wealth is wisdom. Wisdom is the first piece of wealth. Expansion. You want to grow. You want to move beyond the capacity that you're in with strategy. You want to expand your financial resources. You want to expand your ability to help people. You want to expand your ability to pay your bills. You want to expand your ability to serve. You want to expand your ability to retire with some sense of dignity and peace and financial security. It's assets, wisdom, expansion, and then assets. We want to obtain the right assets. Right now may not be the best time to buy real estate in certain situations if they are driving the prices up out of desperation during an inflationary period. It might not be the best time. Now, I was blessed because I bought a home in the beginning of the year. I put, I went out during the middle of the first or the second shutdown, right at the top of the year, got the deal of a lifetime. But people who came later, somebody's house fell through and somebody was willing to pay $500,000-$600,000 more for the house. I don't know if that was wise. Okay. So you got to do the math. You got to add up. You got to know which assets are the right time to buy, because now just may not be it. Wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership. This is about being a leader. What do you want to teach your children? What do you want to teach your children's children? What do you want to teach your community? Unfortunately, I am seeing too many people in situations. There's a young girl right now who has died of COVID in Mississippi because leadership did not require masks for the kids. So now someone died. Now they want to put on masks, but it's too late. It's too late for that child. We may save some more, but leadership was out of whack there. Transformation. If you want to get to the other side of this, it's going to require a transformation. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We all have to be transformed. And yes, health. So we're gonna proceed with caution as it relates to our health. Are you taking care of your diabetes? Are you taking care of the fact that you have an insulin response and every time you eat sugar or something sweet or, you know, the pasta and the bread, that it's not doing the right thing? You got to proceed with caution. I'm allergic to gluten. I really shouldn't have any gluten. And when I do, it shows up immediately. I must proceed with caution in that area. As much as I love to have a bowl of cereal, I really shouldn't have any milk, right? Unless it's lactate, right? Lactate. And my daughter, Kennedy, she says, why do we have so many different milks? We got whole milk, skim milk. We got lactate. We got almond milk. She said, I don't even know how almonds make milk. Where did that come from? I mean, you know, she's got a point there. But I can't have some things because it will impact my health. Now is the time to be taking a look at everything, everybody. My vitamin D was low. I got that joker back up. It went from a 5 to 29 in 90 days. And the 30 is the lowest it should be. It was 5. It got it up to 29 in 30 days. It's probably much higher than that now because I'm taking the stuff. We have got to proceed with caution with our health. We've got to proceed with caution with our businesses. What is the climate and the culture in your business? Are you requiring people to come back because you feel insecure about what they're doing when they're not in the office? Are they getting the work done? You know, the financial people in all the companies, and I don't know if this was Google or Apple or, you know, some big company, but it was Mr. Wonderful on CNBC. But all the financial people, they're like, I'm not coming to the office. The CFOs, they're like, what I need to come to the office for? I need to make sure these numbers add up. And I don't need to sit in an office for that. If you want people to come to the office, ensure that the environment is clean, and not just clean in terms of, you know, Lysol and bleach and ammonia. Now, you know, you old school if you clean with ammonia.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the Voice of the Nation. our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. If you are listening to this, I want you to start to think about how you're going to proceed with caution. Get ready for the after. Get ready for the next dimension. Get ready for the other side of this. Go to buyahomewithlynn.info. Buyahomewithlynn.info. So you can get on the road to home ownership. You're trying to figure out how to overcome credit issues, employment issues, job history, low credit score, no credit score. Go to buyahomewithlynn.info so you can start that process. We are going to proceed with caution because we want success, and wisdom is the ability to discern the difference. And wisdom is what you need to get the things that you want. And wisdom is what you need to keep the things that God wants for you. So if you want wealth, you want a successful business, you want thriving communities, you want a healthy family, it is going to take wisdom. And we're all going to need to look at things a little differently and proceed with caution. Proceed with caution. Success is not obtaining the thing that you want. Success is not buying the house. Success is not getting the car. Success is not getting the man or the woman in the relationship. Success is not acquiring the thing. Success is the experience that you have when you get it. If you get the house, can you keep it? Can you afford it? If you get the relationship, is it helping you? Is it propelling you forward? Is it moving you backward? If you get the car, can you afford it? If you get the job, does it lift you up and build you up? Success is not getting the thing. It is not the destination. It is an experience. And we're going to need to proceed with caution if we are going to experience success on the other side. Wisdom allows you to discern the difference between success and failure so you can make a new decision. And throughout this pandemic, we have been given the opportunity to learn exactly what we can do without. There are some things we can do without. Now, I don't know about you, but when things start opening up, I spend more money. When I was staying in the house months and months and months and months at a time, no money was being spent on anything except the basic essentials. As soon as you start running around outside and getting in your car and going here and going there, look at your bank account. Look at your bank account. Look at your bank account. Compare your bank account. Now, I'm not talking about if you don't have anything coming in, and that's a whole nother situation. But if you were blessed and in a position to still have money coming in, look at your bank account and look at what was going out when you were in the house versus what was going out when you started moving around. And I'm not saying stop completely. I'm saying proceed with caution. Proceed with caution. Okay. Meetings in the office or the restaurant, do you need them or can it still be a Zoom? Go to the office, go to the restaurant. There are more risks involved and there's more money involved. Does it mean that you never go? No, it means that we have to make a choice each day about what we're going to do. And you may need to set some patterns. I'm only going to go meet in these kinds of situations for these kinds of meetings. But when it's, you know, if I have to speak to clients, if I have to speak to people about ideas for marketing programs and so on and so forth, then I'm going to do that over Zoom. But if I've got to deal with a major TV situation, I've got to go to the studio. It's just as simple as that. I mean, if I'm doing Good Morning America, I can't go to New York that quickly, so I have to do Zoom. So we're all in the process of making those decisions on a daily basis. We learn that we can do without some things. I want the economy to move back forward. I want people to have thriving businesses, but we all need to proceed with caution. We learn we could do without sporting events. I'm not saying we should. I love the Bulls. I'm talking about the Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, three-peat, repeating, B.J. Armstrong, Bulls. Those are the ones I'm talking about. But I still love all my Chicago sports, okay? But everywhere, I just have to tell people that. But do you actually have to do the thing? So we want to proceed, but we want to proceed with caution. Entertainment, everything, all of it is up for decision. And we are in a position to ensure that our decisions get us closer to where we want to be and not further away. You know what? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And I'm hearing from so many people whose lives are being transformed. You've started to put principles in place and you see that they're working. Proceed with caution. Don't start moonwalking backwards. Don't start backsliding from your dreams. Folks are trying to get their businesses straight. Go to asklynn.org and get the help that you need. Submit your inquiry, wait for your immediate reply, and then choose the option that works for you. You want to talk to me? Submit your inquiry at asklynn.org and set up a consultation. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about the decisions that we're making, because we've got to move. We've got to move into whatever the next quarter is. We've got to move into whatever the next season is, and not just season in terms of weather, but season in terms of that fruit that you are going to bear via the choices that you are making. I'm believing in you. I'm believing in you. It's the Millionaires Roundtable. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.